So I'm a big sports fan, more than anything. I love sports. We got some Cougars fans in the room here. You guys are good. That was the name of my high school, so I'm going to tell myself you're cheering for my high school. We're all happy here. I like Cougars, good name. I don't like them when teams are Tigers, right? Because, hey, we don't have Tigers in North America. There's no Tigers. If you're going to be named after an animal, it should be indigenously. Really, half the teams in the country should be the deer. Everyone should just be the deer. We got a lot of deer. That'd be a great mascot, too. Halftime in the basketball game, two people in a deer costume. We go out to center court. Out of nowhere, a Ford 150 truck. Boom! But here's the inspirational part. The deer get up and run away, they're fine. Right. Yeah. Right. And the truck has $3,000 front end collision damage, and the deer win by 20. So I'm a big sports fan. Big sport. We've had some good events lately. We had a good, it was a good Super Bowl. Very dramatic. I'm big football. I played football in college. I don't know if you know that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I played foosball in college. We had a great World Series last year. Now, I'm not from Chicago, but man, you can't beat that for drama. The Cubs, they hadn't won in 108 years. They get the World Series. It goes game seven, extra innings, and they win it. Whew. I ran outside and flipped over my own car. Seemed like the right thing to do, you know? I always watch the World Series. I love the World Series. Regular season? A little slow, you know? You ever go to a game? Any sport they hire an organ player? To spike up the action with an organ player? Like the team owners, I'm worried we got some lulls. Hey, my uncle plays organ. We'll get him here, man. He knows everything. Da-da-da-da-da-da. He knows that one. You know what he closes with? Baseball's got the weirdest legal problems, too. Like, the two biggest players of my generation, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, they both had perjury trials, right? Now, I don't know anything about the law. I bet we do have some legal minds in the room. My understanding of perjury trials is where they go, hey, you're on trial because last time you were on trial, you lied to us. Is that true? Oh, man. So I like a lot of sports that aren't as popular. I'm a tennis fan. I don't know if there's any of us left. There we go. Beautiful sport, tennis. Here's how they can attract more viewers. They got to get rid of the ball boys and the ball girls and replace them with golden retrievers. Everybody loves goldens. Goldens love tennis balls. Win, win, win. The chair umpire would be up there, drop it. Good boy. Good boy right there. So what else? I'm a big Olympics fan now. Hey, we had some Winter Olympics excitement here, right in there in this town, yeah. Oh. Love the Winter Olympics. They're coming up, the Winter Olympics. They're in Korea. Hopefully South Korea. Have we double-checked on that? Hopefully. But I always get wound up for the Winter Games because I'm from the snow belt. And then, but they got sports I never saw in my whole life. The skeleton and luge and all. I go, hey, if you want to represent the winter I know, put shoveling in the Winter Olympics, right? Yeah. Find the best shoveler in the world and make the finals head to head, not against the clock, head to head. Two driveways side by side. Little uphill. Some guy from Russia, some guy from Buffalo. Get him, buddy. Go. Here's the thing. If you win the Olympic shoveling, you don't get a gold medal. You $20. It's $20. Tore that driveway up. You mow lawns? Yeah. Trying to get you into summer games. Hang in there. Summer games were great last year. The United States did great down in Rio. That was fun, man. Here's my thing about the Olympics. I love them, but they remind me of how ignorant I am, like, internationally. I have no clue who other countries' flags. I'm so bad at that. I was watching the cycling. I was rooting for the guy from the Red Cross. I go, come on, buddy. You can do the medic. I told my wife, I go, hon, the medic is pulling away from everybody. Turns out he was from Switzerland. That's the guy who was from Switzerland. I thought this was going to be the feel-good story of the world. I thought this guy's going to win the race and deliver blood. It's unbelievable. Here's a race I want to see. The fastest man on land, Usain Bolt. There's no debate. Fastest man in water, Michael Phelps. I want to see those two race 100 meters through a swamp. That's one of those jokes that doesn't get 50%, but I like it. I like it. I watch everything on TV. I don't know if that makes me a bad fan, because you're supposed to go support your team live, but all these new arenas and stadiums, they are big jumbotrons now. That's a whole new trend, big jumbotrons. And that was very exciting until somebody invented the kiss cam. And that's where the house camera, they just zoom in on a couple and they force you to kiss. And it scared the hell out of me and my sister at a Knicks game. Well, that's us. Katie, you want to piss off this crowd or go to therapy? How do you want to handle it? How do you want to do it?